Many Canadians will likely recognize the Bell Let's Talk logos that circulate social media once a year. During Bell Let's Talk Day, Bell Canada says they will donate 5 cents to Canadian mental health programs for every applicable text or call, every social media post using their hashtag or filter, and every view of the Bell Let's Talk Day video. Though this yearly event is Bell Canada's way of challenging Canadians to talk about mental health and raise funds, the Criminalization and Punishment Education Project, also known as CPEP, criticizes the company for being hypocritical during their Mental Health Awareness Day. Bell Canada was the phone network provider for prisons in Ontario. The cost to make phone calls to loved ones was needlessly costly, according to CPEP, and created a barrier for prisoners seeking social connections that are vital to mental wellness, CPEP said. The issue first came to CPEP's radar from prisoners who informed them of the issue when calling their Jail Accountability and Information Hotline. Here is Justin Pichet of CPEP, an associate professor in the Criminology Department at the University of Ottawa, on the action taken since they've been made aware of the costly calls.
When we started the jail hotline in 2018, one of the issues that was brought up by our callers was the fact that they were paying extremely high, or their families, I should say, were paying extremely high costs for collect calls, that they only had 20 minutes of phone time a day that they could possibly make calls during, they could not call cell phones or community service providers to switchboard. The cost of them really caused hardship to the families who are helping their imprisoned loved ones bear the cost of those phone calls. There's a lot of mental anguish associated with that. And in 2018, we organized a Bell Let's Talk OCPC event in front of Bell headquarters on Elgin Street there in Ottawa. And we basically demanded free phone calls. We demanded a system at the provincial level here in Ontario that would allow calls to not just landlines, but cell phones, switchboards. That would also remove the limit, the 20-minute a day limit that prisoners had to make those phone calls. Then 2019, we continued that. We released a couple videos about Bell Let's Talk OCPC. And then the following year, last year, if my timeline is correct, the Toronto Prisoners Rights Project, they launched and then the first campaign, I believe, that they worked on was Let's Talk Jail. And so they expanded the focus of our work to the province, and we collaborated with them.
Bell was contacted but refused to comment. They said the Ontario Solicitor General's office could provide better information on services provided in prisons. CPEP and its allies did do work to pressure the government to change call costs, according to Pichet. CPEP wrote in their campaign description that it was only with community pressure that Ontario's government ended its contract with Bell.
Now there's a new contract. I believe it's run by Synergy, which is a phone provider in the United States. The rates are cheaper. Prisoners are able to call cell phones and community service providers switchboards in addition to landlines. We haven't reached our free calling objectives yet because we believe free calling promotes community connections that are important for prisoner reentry and to prevent recriminalization and reincarceration and the revolving door that prisons have to come for a number of folks. And so we're going to keep fighting with that. And in the meantime, this year, with the Bell Let Prisoners Talk event, we wanted to point out that although Bell no longer has the Ontario contract, they still profit off of prisoners and their loved ones across the country.
Although the government plays a big role in bringing down costs of calls from prisons, Pichet still felt it necessary to raise criticisms against Bell Canada as a company as well.
They claim to be leaders in mental health advocacy. The way that they run their prison phone system federally, and and elsewhere, in terms of congregate settings, serves as a monopoly that limits prisoners' ability to make phone calls because they don't really have choices. We think that Bell needs to walk the talk. You know, if they're going to say that let's talk about mental health issues, let's do things to address them, well, Bell, let's walk the talk. Let's do your part. Every action counts, right? So get on it. Work with the federal government, the Correctional Service of Canada, to put in place free calling. Do that work pro bono to do your part to connect the prisoners and their families to reduce the mental anguish of incarceration.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.